from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, good morning.
I am most excited that you're here at the time we discussed yesterday and that the time zone
was
change hasn't thrown you off.
Yeah, I finally figured it out. 9 means 11 here.
See, there you go.
Took a while.
Is there, I mean, I'm sure there's a variety of players, but I'm curious for you, who are you watching this weekend that could legitimately have a job on the line?
I think that the committee at running back is got 3 right now, and they can probably afford a 4th. So the guys not named Rico Dowdle, Ezekiel Elliott, and Hunter Lipke. Those guys, Deuce, Freeman, Malik Davis, I think they need to have a good performance in the game if they're going to be that 4th running back in the room.
Does Kevin's favorite player of all time, Wanye Thomas,
he's awesome,
need this? Because he's likely not going to play in this game, is he?
No, he's got a strained groin. It happened in practice. Get my days straight. I believe it was Wednesday.
Okay.
The last padded practice. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday. He pulled the groin. I saw him walking off the field, and he told somebody, "Oh, it's my groin." So, yeah, he's not going to – he won't play in this game. But he's got the roster made. He and Bell are the backup safeties.
All right. There you go, Kevin. Don't worry about it.
No, I would just –
don't worry about it. I know you've been stressed about it.
I don't want this injury to deter him. I want to – I'm not kidding, Mick. I would like to see him get some real playing time this year. I know the Cowboys are looking really good at safety, so I'm not exactly sure how that will stack up. But he seems like a guy who gets stuff done on the field.
Well, I think if you and you know what? When you're watching on TV, it's hard to tell what the personnel is on the field. But I saw in some instances in practice, not necessarily the preseason games, that when they go to a nickel-type defense, he seems to be on the field for Donovan Wilson.
Okay.
So Wilson's more of a kind of run stopper. But I've seen in some of their change-up defense, they're using him down close to the line of scrimmage and not doing what they were doing last year with Jayron Kearse, but just kind of a change-up guy. I think he's better in coverage, and, you know, he's kind of a big safety, him and Bell, so that's interchangeable on how they use those guys.
Another player that Kevin discussed with us yesterday that I wanted to kind of ask you on your expectation for him this season is DeMarvion Overshown, because yesterday Kevin said this year he's going to win 3 All-Pros.
No, no, untrue.
But Kevin asked the question. I thought this was an interesting question. Like, are my expectations too high of what this guy is and can do?
No, I think your expectations are probably, you know, right on. Now he's got to get healthy.
Yeah,
and they've kind of slow played him in coming back from that ACL. But when he's been in there, and I think you saw it in the first preseason game, yeah, he looked really, really good. And he's so versatile. But he's got to get healthy. It's not the ACL. He has a hip pointer. And I remember seeing where they were going to put a pad on the hip. I think we talked about this once, because I said, I don't know if I got a hip pointer. Right.
Yeah.
I never experienced that, but you got to be able to run so they can pad the hip, but you got to be able to run. And so he was at least at last padded practice on Wednesday. he was in uniform. I don't know how much they used him in team, but he got through some individual drills. So he's just got to get healthy. But to me, you know, he's kind of the third guy in there when all three when all the running back, linebackers are healthy. But in his absence, Leofau, oh my goodness,
yes,
he has played awfully well, and they will find ways to get him on the field. He's one of these guys that he just kind of makes plays. He's good in coverage, so you know, maybe if it's, say it's 2nd and 12 or so. You know, maybe he comes into the game for Damone Clark, who, by the way, is still nursing a sore knee. So I think they got a combination, as long as those linebackers are healthy, that will be a significant improvement over last year.
And since you're talking about Leofau, one of the things I notice, whether it's just in practices or actually in the games, when you talked about his coverage, it seems like, especially across the middle of the field, he's been very effective.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And he's a guy that, you know, when they try to run the tight end down the seam, he can run with them. And when they have to take maybe a running back out in the flat, he senses what's happening and he gets there. So they're really happy with him. And, you know, and if you look at the draft choices, I mean, there's 8 of them. 6 of them are going to make this team. I think the last 2 in the 7th round probably headed for the practice squad, Thomas and Rogers. But I think the rest of those guys think Flournoy, I think he's going to force them to keep 6 wide receivers. And then if you look at all the rest of them, Kalen Carson probably at this point, and he's finally back in practice, I think he's the 4th corner. I think those guys have really stepped up, and maybe, you know, I want to say maybe one of the best classes they've had. But, you know, previously, you know, they've had, I think the last 2 years, 8 draft choices, and they all made the team. I think, and they need these guys to step up, because this is how they're going to get better. Replacing some of the people they lost, is they need this draft class to step up and be good.
All right. I'm just curious, because I do want to talk a little bit more about the draft class in the column that you wrote, the Corey reference yesterday. If the Cowboys are taking 6 wide receivers, does that mean Brevin Spann-Ford is maybe going to have to go through waivers to get to the practice squad, or do you still think he can be on the 53?
Yeah, well? I don't know if they keep 6 receivers, if they can keep 4
yeah.
tight ends, because you got to kind of look at Hunter Lipke as a, you know, multi-dimensional guy, fullback, but he can do some of the things that you would have an H-back do. And I'll tell you what, this last week, and just watching practice, Peyton Hendershot has stepped up his game, and they've given him some opportunities. So it'll be interesting to see how he fits in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To that tight end room, along with Ferguson and Schoonmaker, he may end up being the 3rd guy. And then we'll see what happens with Ford. We'll see what happens with Fant. Although for Fant, he's kind of Hunter Lipke, and so I don't know that you can have 2 guys doing one job that Lipke's going to do. They like him, and McCarthy likes using a fullback. He's kind of, he's young, but they've expanded his role, and he's sort of like, let's see if I say it right, the guy in San Francisco, Jurcik.
Oh, is it Juszczyk?
Juszczyk, sorry. I knew
it. Kyle Juszczyk.
Right. Yeah, he's kind of that type of player. I'm not saying he's as good, but he's kind of put on some strength, kind of bulked up a little. And I shouldn't say, you know, like bad weight. He just looks bigger from working out in the off season. So, yeah, I think he kind of fits in where he can play two different roles, fullback and maybe H-back as a tight end.
I'm kind of curious, because Kevin and I have kind of been watching Hendershot and kind of curious on yeah. him. You
gotta
said he stepped
healthy.
Up his game. Okay, is that what it was that was yes. kind of keeping him from – okay.
Because he missed so much time in training camp, it's almost like it was a foregone conclusion. Well, he's not going to be here. But these last two padded practices, which, by the way, the going back – I don't know if people were criticizing or whatever after the Vegas game, going back to Oxnard and getting in two more padded practice, I think it was very beneficial, especially that last one when the juice picked up. And it was pretty competitive. And I don't know that you can do that here because you're going to be indoors and it's a different atmosphere and everybody's home. And I think your concentration level is different because you're moving back into the house and wife and kids and all that stuff. When they went back there, those last two practices might have been two of their better practices they've had in training camp.
Now, I realize there's a lot to take a look at in this preseason yeah. game, but is there any part of you that if the Cowboys get to midfield, you just want to stop it right there and give Brandon Aubrey the opportunity to kick that 68, 67-yard field goal?
Yeah, I don't know that they need to do that because
probably
now,
not.
Think about this, that's in their opponent's head,
okay.
right?
Okay, yeah.
We got to be careful because, you know, whatever we do defensively, once they hit the 50-yard line, this guy's in range. So maybe you play it differently because, and especially when he's indoors with perfect conditions like he was in Vegas, he's got 70-yard range. It's just a matter, do you hit it straight? And that's a long way to hit it straight, right? I think I told you, well, I don't remember if I told you or not, the next day or 2 days later after that game, I walked it off. And it took me 84 steps
yeah.
to get from the
yeah,
46
yeah. I do remember that.
To the end line.
A lot of steps.
That's a long ways. And I'll tell you what, those uprights start getting real skinny.
I'm
it's amazing
you.
That he's got that, not only that range, but the ability to hit it straight, the accuracy. And I think he's going to be really important when they try to start changing up the kickoffs, like trying not only to angle the kicks, but maybe hit some line drives, which you have to be really careful with because you don't want the ball to angle and roll out of bounds and the ball goes to the 40, right?
Yeah.
What you'd like it to do is hit it high enough so nobody in that front line can touch it. But line drive it where it bounces before it gets to the returner, because then once it hits the ground, you're good to go. You don't have to wait till the guy touches the ball. And that can give you, like a 10-yard advantage if you can do that accurately and consistently.
And do you think, as we're talking about kind of making cuts, do you think CeeDee Lamb's going to make this team?
Sure.
Or how's that?
Of course.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think anything like advances now that they're back in India?
Yeah, I think maybe back here, it helps out. You're kind of more focused on stuff. You're back in your office. And again, it's not just up to them. It's up to their guy. I keep saying it. What do they want? If they want a shorter contract, like 3 years, then, your guarantee or your signing bonus is going to be smaller because now you can only spread it out over 3 years
yeah.
instead of five. So that factors in. So there's a lot of combinations that have to be worked out. 3 years, not a long time, right? And think about it. They could have control of him for 3 years. This year, franchise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they at least want four for sure. And I looked up Justin Jefferson's, and it's a 4-year deal, but they actually put a voided year in there to make it five so they could spread out, prorate the signing bonus over a longer period of time. And that last base salary that he's probably not going to get is like $43 million, I believe. Ooh. I wrote down. It's not going to get to that. He's not going to have a 43 It was 33 million base, and it's not guaranteed in 2028.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess.
So, so that helps the average, right?
Sure.
Because that drops the average to 31 million instead of 35 million.
Right.
So, when everybody says, well, that's what he's got to get, 35 million, okay, but what's the guarantee and what's the signing bonus? Because his is 31.5 million.
Appreciate it very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you next week, and we'll be wrapping up with training camp.
Sounds good. See you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is indeed a shout-out Friday from the 945. Shout-out to my beautiful fiance and new Tolo, that's Tanya, for being the best life partner for you or for him. And said, I love you. That is delightful. Also converted a new listener. I like that very much. From the 214, shout out to me. Trap the hopefully only armadillo that was absolutely destroying my yard.
What'd you do with him? Like after you trapped him, did you, are you going to take him to the hill country and let him ride? Or what's,
he said
what doing
that, let's just say armadillo.
New shoe. New
now
boot.
Lives lakefront at Lake Levan.
There you go. Oh, buried there?
I don't know that to be the case.
I don't want to know more.
I'm not disputing that either.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.